This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Adults with cerebral palsy, autism, Down syndrome, and other disabilities often spend their time in day programs with others who have physical and intellectual challenges. At one YMCA in Delaware, some adults with special needs are mixing in with members without disabilities to enjoy yoga, weight training, swimming, and other sports and fitness regimens. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on this health-oriented program that's breaking down walls that surround people with physical and intellectual challenges.
Dozens of people are lifting weights or running, walking, and climbing on machines in the cavernous exercise room at the Bear Glasgow YMCA. One is Jacob Zonick. He does an elliptical workout, then begins doing seated rows for his upper back muscles. Jen Easterday guides him.
Back straight, right? Be nice and flat. I'm going to put my hands on your back. We've got this at 55 pounds. Jacob's very strong, right, Jacob?
Jacob keeps pulling the weight, but otherwise doesn't respond. He can't. He has cerebral palsy and is nonverbal. And Easterday is not a physical trainer. She's the director of the six-year-old nonprofit EPIC program. That stands for Endless Possibilities in the Community.
Our function is to create an environment, an inclusive environment for adults with disabilities through wellness, fitness. As children aged out of the school system, they would be at home and developing unhealthy habits and gaining a lot of weight and not really having a place to go.
EPIC provides a recreational, social, and emotional outlet, one that enhances other support systems its members have.
We have individuals that come here to work out and be healthy, and then they take the paratransit bus and they go to work. And the goal is that eventually many of these members will establish their own healthy behaviors as well as relationships and be able to go out into the world and function as healthy adults.
One activity is yoga. Before the pandemic, members participated in the Y's regular class, but for now, they're only practicing together. On the day WHYY visited, Jamie Wagner led the class. She has autism. The class follows her every instruction.
Nice. Then we're going to do warrior two.
Nice.
Surfing. We're going surfing.
Down with dog.
Wagner aspires to be a dog walker or get another job working with her favorite four-legged friends. Easterday put Wagner in charge after seeing her develop confidence and leadership skills. She enjoys her new role.
It means a lot to me because you get to help out with everything you do, like breathe in and breathe out.
One member in the class is Omar James Brown. He also has autism. He tolerates yoga, but he's proud and given to a bit of boasting that he can do 2 miles on the stepper in 40 minutes, swim 8 laps at a time, and shoot hoop.
Chris, I hate to brag. I always do all the work. Like I do a little workout. All the sports stuff.
What do you like to do in the gym?
Oh, play basketball.
You got game?
Oh, yeah, I do got game. Yeah, I got game.
Tell me about it.
It was wonderful. I really made a pretty good slam dunkaroo.
Okay, very cool. Meanwhile, over in another specialty weight room, Austin Cox does a sled pull with the aid of a physical therapy assistant. Cox has cerebral palsy and cannot walk. He's studying sports management at Wilmington University and talks about his workout in a cool, matter-of-fact manner.
I pull the sled with the TRX strap. It's like a row, yeah.
So how much weight's on there?
265 pounds.
Is it hard?
Nah.
Working out in the same room is YMCA member Dominika Noakowicz. She's a University of Delaware student who is inspired by the efforts that Cox and other EPIC members make to live their best life.
I think it's great. I see them all the time, and they really work hard, and they're always super friendly, too. Whenever I see them around, everyone says hi, and we all share the space, and it's equal, and we all just share and make everyone at home.
And Easterday says that's the point, getting people with disabilities into the mainstream. Phil Stewart might be the most boisterous participant. He clowns around in yoga class and hams it up in the pool, tossing a ball and splashing around with unbridled glee.
I like to swim. Just can't change to get a shell.
How about being in the water?
Yeah.
Easterday explains.
Phil learned how to get a shower on his own, which was a big deal for Phil. Right, Phil?
Yep.
So we worked on that here. So part of swimming is the experience of getting ready to swim, getting out of the pool, all the things you need to do to be independent.
Easterday asked what he likes about the pool.
What game do we play? Do you remember?
Monkey in the Middle.
We played Monkey in the Middle, and we played water polo.
Oh, yeah, water polo.
We had a lot of fun in water polo.
Stewart's mother, Kathy, says Epic is the perfect program for such a sociable guy.
Not only is he with his peers with disabilities, but role models. And so it's a win-win situation. People without disabilities can work with people with disabilities and be able to learn from each other.
Kyle Hodges of the State Disabilities Council says Epic is the rare program that allows people with disabilities to thrive in a healthy, community-based environment. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.